It's been nearly 9 years since the Phoenix Suns have had a playoff game, so I'm not willing to get all that excited about their start to the season, but it beats the alternative for sure. They won again last night. They beat Philadelphia 114-109. I like seeing Ricky Rubio with 10 assists. The Suns have not had a competent point guard in a long, long time. He had 21 points to go along with it. Devin Booker can score 40 as long as they win games. I don't care about number of points scored. Booker did clear 6,000 points in his career last night. But again, what have the Suns had to show for it over the last 4 years? I don't care about stats other than W's and L's, okay? The Suns won their fifth game last night. They didn't do that last year till December 13th. So it's the second best record in the West right now. These are things we just haven't seen a long, long time. So Devin can talk about scoring big points, and I'll be happy.
I think we compete with, you know, every team every night. We've showed that. You know, we haven't had an easy schedule, say, to start the season. You know, there's been some good teams that come through here, and, you know, we showed that, you know, we're battle-tested and we can come out and play with anybody.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. And they've been consistent. That's what I like. This hasn't been the herky-jerky team that I've been used to seeing in years past. We haven't seen the owner around or heard from the owner. I think that's a very good thing. The players have been the stars out here. Aaron Baines has been a breath of fresh air. 15 points, 7 boards, 6 assists. I don't need flash and numbers. I just need wins.
You know, when we keep playing defense the way we are, it allows us to get out and transition. So it's great that we're able to see that it's fun through sticking to the little things and doing the little things consistently.
Yes. Yes. So like in the last 9 years, 8 years, I'd get this nonsense about look at how many points Devin scored. And it's you guys lost by 30. Who cares? So just go win. And that's what they're doing. And all of it goes back to Monty Williams. He's a competent coach. And the Suns get him. The Lakers did not. Lakers are having a nice start to their season too. But for Phoenix to have somebody like Monty Williams, who's just very straightforward, very composed. Yes, Philadelphia did some good things, but the Suns were a little bit better.
They hit shots, though. They hit a ton of shots, but our guys did the same. I mean, we got contributions across the board and on the defensive side, guys taking charges and getting rebounds. It really says a lot about our team.
Do you remember how many games they won last year? I'll fill you in. 19, okay? They already have 5, and we're in the first week of November. And they should win Thursday night's game against Miami. They're better than Miami. The scary thing for me is I start looking at the schedule and say, you know what? If they play like this, they're better than this team. They're better than that team. They're better than this team. And you can't do that in the NBA because the inevitable injury, the inevitable sickness, guys not getting playing time enough, and Monty's got to keep everybody on track, and all the stuff that happens during the course of the season that needs to ultimately lead to a postseason appearance, because that hasn't happened since May of 2010. Get excited and have fun with it, but understand this is a process. I'm not willing to jump on a bandwagon until I see this thing all the way through, because the owner ran this thing so far into the ditch. And fans are so excited because we know what it's like when the Suns are relevant. We know that it's a market where the Suns are the dominant team. When they play well, there's nothing bigger than the Suns. Not the Cardinals on an NFL Sunday. It's just not. It's a different audience. And they'll say all day long, look at our ratings. No, in the community, it's the Suns. We know that. Bigger than the Diamondbacks, bigger than the Coyotes. And I want all teams to do well, but this one has just been run so far down into the ditch. It's fun to see them come back. I'm just not there where we're going to sit here in November and proclaim everything is fixed and forget about all the nonsense that the owner drug this team through. It's like the Coyotes. They win again last night. Derek Stepan scores. They won 8 of 10. He scored in overtime last night. And so now we have a hockey team that's relevant. We have a basketball team that's relevant. It's early in both starts to the season for both franchises, and both have been so far off the radar that I think fans are so starved for it, they're just willing to forget about what happened in the past. And I would say, let's just see where things are in January. Let's see where things are in March. I'm not saying don't enjoy the process. I'm not a wet blanket here. It's just the struggle that these teams have been through because of incompetence at the top. All of a sudden, things are starting to trend the right way. Hey, I'm going to be at NASCAR Saturday and Sunday. The Cardinals play Tampa Bay on Sunday. You have the ASU-USC game on Saturday. So it's a big sport. You have the Schwab Cup, too. Big sports week ahead. I hope you have a great Tuesday. You know, get through the day. Enjoy it. Win the day. Seize the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.